With that, it's just gone 6 o'clock exactly on this Friday morning, 23rd of May. Can you believe it? Time just absolutely flying, isn't it? 25 year of our Lord, and time to rise and shine. I know some people has been up since, 3 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. If you're a early riser this morning, hopefully you had a cup of coffee already. Do join us as we greet you from God's footstool here at Centurion Bible Church in Centurion. And what a privilege it is to say to you, Lochani, Morweni, Saubona, Tubela, Macheloni, Avudi, good morning, goeiemôre. Wat 'n voorreg om die nuwe dag saam met jou aan die voetbank van die Here Jesus Christus te kan afskop. God laid a particular scripture on my heart, and it's a scripture that's often quoted to offer the salvation of Jesus Christ to individuals. It's a scripture that is well known to many people. And the Lord, this morning, in the early hours of this morning, when I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it you want me to share? This scripture just came bubbling up in my spirit, man. It's a frightening scripture because I know first and foremost that the Lord is addressing my heart as much as He is addressing your heart. It's not just a sharing of the message, but it's a introspection and say, where do I stand with regards to this scripture? It's a scripture that says, if you would only open your heart's door and let Jesus into your life. It's a humanistic preaching that says, all will be well. But in Revelation 3 and verse 20, now you got me, now you know where I'm aiming at. Revelation 3 verse 20. It's interesting when you go and read it in the context, Jesus is not pleading with an individual to be saved, but He's seeking admittance to a church. And I know you're saying, well, we are the church, aren't we? You and I are supposed to be the church. But isn't it alarming to think that Jesus is standing outside of the church and is knocking? But that's the position He was in. It's the Laodicean church that had shut the door on the head of the church. They were smug in their prosperity and left Jesus standing outside in the cold. He was the outsider to the hearts of an entire congregation. Most of these seven letters, if you go and read it, most of the seven letters contained compliments. Yeah, complaints here and there, criticism, a command, a commitment from the Lord Jesus Christ. But the church of Laodicea, just like their spiritually dead sister in Sardis, no words of approval from the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you read the word in context, you'll see that the Laodiceans were guilty of self-reliance, self-righteousness, spiritual indifference. You know what's even worse? The church was unaware of their wretched condition. The church and the church members was unaware of the wretched condition. And when you listen to the Word of God, it's easy to point fingers in 10 directions and say, yeah, but they, those people. And we blind sometimes to our own conditions. To the congregation of Laodicea, Jesus issued the scathing criticism. He says, I know your deeds. And I can't help to think when I share a word like this, that the same God that made the moon shone in the Garden of Eden is the same God that's alive right now. The God that David spoke to in his palace is the same God that you and I are talking about now. The same God that made the promises to Israel is the God that's in charge of Israel today. It's got his hand over them. It's the same God that says to you and I know your deeds. How are you doing this morning? Jesus used these words. He says, you are neither cold nor hot. And I wish you were either or not the other. And so you became lukewarm, not hot, not cold. And then he says these words, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. And you say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth. I do not need a thing. But do you not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked? It's a frightening thing to read these words. It's a frightening thing to look in one's own heart and say, have I become a spiritual fat cat? Where do I stand with regards to the Lord? Because the church of Laodicea and their self-reliance and their self-righteousness, they were unaware of their wretched condition. How are you and I doing? Are we hot? Are we cold for the Lord this morning? Go and read Revelation 3, especially 15 to 17. These words, wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked, it's frightening words. And so in their proud and self-satisfied and spiritually blind state, the church of Laodicea was useless to God's kingdom. And so in the figurative language, the Lord Jesus Christ issued his command, beckoning the members of that church to exchange their counterfeit righteousness for genuine righteousness. How are we doing this morning? If we are to mirror ourselves, Vaynant, if you are to mirror yourself in God's word this morning, how are you doing? Is it a counterfeit righteousness? Is it a genuine righteousness? He calls the church, this Laodicean church, and he calls them more than 2,000 years ago, and he says, to be zealous, to repent. And when the Lord laid the scripture on my heart this morning, I was quite excited because the better part of my life, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand in the door and knock. And if anyone opens up, if anyone listens, if anyone hears and open up, and I've always been excited about this verse because, it's for the unbeliever. It's come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you read it in context, it takes on a whole new meaning. A church and church members that are called to be zealous, that are called to repentance. And the Lord Jesus was earnest in his heart, heartfelt and urgent. He says, listen, listen. I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. If anyone, is that you? You're part of the church this morning, aren't you? That's our mandate to the church. Preach the gospel into every household in South Africa. At our last census, what was it? 80% of people that said, we're Christian. And yet, life is fickle. What will the Lord say over my life if he were to take my life away from me today? If I end up standing before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Redeemer, what will he say of me? Well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him and he with me, Revelation 3:20. Yes, the Lord's plea was also personal. He spoke to individuals. If you read the scripture, if anyone, using the singular word, if anyone, he is him, he, as much as he's speaking to you, I, Vaylant, but he's inviting everyone in the church. Doesn't matter. God's not talking denomination here. He says, church, And he's inviting everyone in the church to experience ultimate fellowship with him. Isn't it sad that even though his desire was for the whole church to respond and open the door to him, ultimately it was up to the individual to decide. And we see it nowadays as well. People not willing to accept this Christ. People not willing to accept this God. People not willing to open up that door. They hear the knock. They hear the message this morning. They're not willing to open up. And sadly so, the Lord Jesus Christ knows that not everybody will answer his invitation to an open door, to a relationship with him. Many today, I know people personally, like those living in Laodicea, will choose to reject this call. A lukewarmness with a hardened heart. And if you're blind, how will you know? Because they will remain blind to the fact that they have accepted the false righteousness. You know what the Lord says? It's a frightening scripture. It's in Matthew 7, 21, 23. I never knew you. Depart from me. Are you 100% sure where you will spend all eternity? Are you 100% sure, my brother, my sister, you that claim Christianity, Christ-centeredness, God of all or not God at all? Did you know that during his ministry on earth, Jesus went to great length to demonstrate that righteousness comes to us as a gift? A gift through faith alone. Faith alone. Having Christ's righteousness by grace through faith is the only way to enter the kingdom of heaven. Let me say it again. Having Christ's righteousness by grace through faith, this in geloof, this deur genade, deur te glo. Wat moet jy glo? Dat Jesus vir jou sy lewe afgelê het. That Jesus is God, that he came to this world, that he laid down. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, huh? Romans 10, you know that scripture. It's the only way to enter the kingdom of God, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. 30 centimeter tussen jou kop en jou hart. An eternity to be with God or to be away from God. When Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock. He was inviting the members of the Laodicean church to recognize the man, miserable spiritual condition and receive this authentic gift of salvation. It's almost like the Apostle Paul, eh? Laodiceans needed to realize their absolute dependence on Christ. What did Paul say? What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him and him in me, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ Jesus. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. My brother, my sister, if you claim Christianity, go and mirror yourself in Philippians 3 and verse 8 and 9. Mirror yourself. I cannot say it enough. Is the Lord Jesus speak to you, Valant? Is he speaking to you, my brother? Is he speaking to you? What is he saying to us? Are we lukewarm? Where do we stand this morning? Are we on fire for the Lord? Are we ice cold? Because to those who open the door, Jesus promised a close fellowship. He promised it this morning, afresh, anew. God's mercy is new with each new daybreak. Just see it. A picture of enjoying a meal together. Hey, there's something special about sitting down and having a meal with your loved ones, isn't it? Voete onder die tafel, ons eet ietsie saam. It's a special time. Nourishing the spirit man. But that fellowship, oh, that fellowship. And Jesus promised that close fellowship. He offers a great reward. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. These words were Christ's commitment to the Laodicean church. I want to end off at 16 minutes after 6. I know it's a hard word that the Lord has laid on my heart this morning. Initially, when it bubbled up in my spirit, man, I was so excited. But now I stand and I say, where do I stand with regards to this? Jesus continues to saying, I stand at the door and I knock. He's knocking at your door. He's knocking at my door. Are we nominal Christians? I want to say this to you this morning. If you're listening and you're part of a congregation to churches who are filled with nominal Christians, he sends out his earnest invitation for full fellowship this morning. The one who holds the key to the kingdom of heaven, he calls us, and all who hears his voice and open the door so that he can come in. Have intimate union with us. And if you respond this morning, if you respond and say, here I am, Lord. Lord, take the lukewarmness out of my heart. Be my first love. Here Jesus, wees my eerste liefde. To those who respond, Jesus guarantees an open door of eternal life. He says, I am the door, I am the way, I am the life. Have you found that door? John 14:6. Have you found the way to eternal life? Have you found that reward and knowing that you will be with him in heaven all eternity? I've yet to meet a man that's on his way to hell. Everybody is going to heaven. Not everybody wants God to be there when they pitch up. But if you respond to this call, to say afresh, anew, yesterday's gone. We can't change anything about it. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Lord, search my heart. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 2 Corinthians 13:5, because we can think of a million people that does not fit the bill, that does not fit this scripture this morning. But 2 Corinthians 13:5, listen, it's a frightening scripture. Listen to what the word of the Lord says. Examine yourselves. As much as I'm examining my own heart this morning, you are to do the same. Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Are you on fire for the faith? Is Christ the center point of everything? Prove yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? It's scripture that cuts unto bone and marrow. Let's fade the music in the background, and not to manipulate the atmosphere and the circumstances, let's just remove the music in the background and say, Lord Jesus, here I am this morning, standing before your throne of grace. And Father, we cast ourselves at your feet. We are a country in desperate need. Lord, you know that our president has admitted to leaders of other countries that we are in desperate need, Lord, that crime is rife in this country. And yet 33,000 sermons are preached every Sunday. And we still look the same every Monday. You are the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who keeps covenant from everlasting to everlasting. There's none other like you. You are the one and only true God, exalted above the heavens and the earth. And Lord, to him and her who comes to you this morning and say, search my heart, Lord. See if I'm lukewarm. See if I'm part of the congregation of Laodicea. Lord, come touch me. Without you, I'm nothing, Lord. Refire me. Here kom wees die vlam wat binne in my brand. You are King. You are God. You are my Redeemer. You are blazing in your glory this morning. And it's before you. And Lord, when I hear that knock at my door, I will run. I will run. When I hear your gentle voice calling out once more through the silence, through this day, through the early hours of this morning, you bring mercy, you bring light. And I stand before you, Lord. Touch us anew. Bring revival to South Africa. Bring revival to the church. My brother, my sister, can I ask you, say it with me. Lord, bring revival to the church. Bring revival to our hearts, Lord. Bring revival to our spiritual life. In Jesus' name.